I'm Julia.
And I'm Henning.
And we're from Round Top. And you're listening to WGXC Acre, 90.7 FM in Acre, Hudson, and Catskill.
Well, you had it highlighted.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. This is Michael from the Camp Hudson Radio Group. And in the Catskill studio with me is...
Sean.
Hello, Sean.
Nope.
Antonio.
Good afternoon or good morning or good night, whatever the case may be, when everybody's
good
hearing
afternoon.
This from the Camp Hudson Radio Group. Yes, we're doing a promo for our Live By Life radio show, which airs most Fridays at 9:15 and 4:15 on Friday. And Sean, maybe you can say a little bit about what we do in our Live By Life show.
We interview people from the community.
Ask them questions, kind of like almost like a kind of a biography, kind of their life story kind of thing, right?
Yeah,
we've interviewed people like Jody Brooks, who is director of the Campbell Hudson Players Theater Troupe, which has performed at Hudson Hall and other venues around mostly Columbia County. And then, who else was it?
Katie Hilverman
from Spark of Hudson, the new initiative out in Hudson. It's not new, actually, but they have a new building. Those interviews are on the Wayfarm website archive at wayfarm.org. I think if you type in Live By Life or Campbell Hudson Radio Group, actually, you'll find archives of those interviews with Jody and Katie, and also a musician named Nathan McLaughlin, who is also in the Hudson City area. And I think, I can't remember if he's still connected with the CREATE organization, but he's done a lot of good work, and we interviewed him. And then, of course, we talk about any events happening in Camp Hill Hudson as well, yeah. So Live By Life every Friday, 9:15 and 4:15, 90.7 FM WGXC.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
Wayfarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Carrie and Donald Gardner in Athens, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast, July the 16th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. The Republican National Convention is underway in Milwaukee, and the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump is a focal point.
There have been calls from both parties to tone down the rhetoric after the weekend shooting, but they're still finger-pointing, with Trump supporters saying he's been demonized by those who say he's a threat to democracy. And in condemning violence, many Democrats say Trump has contributed to the hostile environment himself. Mary Anderson, a voter from Arbor Vida in northern Wisconsin, agrees the mood has grown overly toxic.
And there's no compromise. No one can talk to one another.
It's just so polarized, and it's getting worse.
Anderson, who has had family members vote Republican, doesn't like Trump's overall tone, saying he's too focused on grudges. Political scientists say the democracy debate is in a deep stalemate because voters no longer have a shared vision of how it should function. Romero is part of a group of bipartisan election administrators, scholars, and others releasing a new letter demanding less violent rhetoric. I'm Mike Moen reporting.
Meantime, former President Trump chose Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio as his running mate, picking a one-time critic who became a loyal ally and is now the first millennial to join a major party ticket. The Associated Press reports it comes at a time of deep concern about the advanced age of American political leaders. The AP notes the 39-year-old Vance rose to national fame with the 2016 publication of his memoir, Hillbilly Elegy. Next to Washington, D.C., where residents are pushing back on a plan to build out existing fossil fuel infrastructure.
Washington Gas's $12 billion Project Pipes plan calls for upgrading existing infrastructure throughout the nation's capital despite the district's 2045 carbon neutrality goals. Environmentalists worry this will waste ratepayers' money and won't address ongoing gas leaks. Naomi Cohen-Shields with Chesapeake Climate Action Network says what Washington Gas is doing follows a wider national trend.
We are seeing things like accelerated pipe replacement programs. That's what Project Pipes is. There are examples of that popping up across the country. Again, it's part of a playbook. Things like building out new gas plants like Dominion is trying to do, or new pipelines. Again, part of the playbook.
Virginia's Dominion Energy is moving forward with a natural gas plant in Chesterfield, despite residents' objections and state climate goals. In a statement, Washington Gas says it supports the district's climate goals and believes residents will be best served by a fuel-neutral approach to decarbonization. The company is pledging to help D.C. policymakers achieve the 2030 climate goals. Washington Gas's parent company, AltaGas, faced similar community resistance from, among others, Cheryl Maloney with the Mi'kmaq Nation in Nova Scotia. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Advocates note the Washington Gas plan isn't a great deal for ratepayers who lose out on alternative clean energy options. This is Public News Service. A new law just took effect in California that gives children on Medi-Cal age 12 and older the right to consent to mental health care on their own.
Before this, only youth on private insurance could consent to outpatient mental health services independently of their parents and only in cases where abuse is suspected or the child is in danger of self-harm. Joy Alafia with the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists says there are close to 6 million youths on Medi-Cal.
For communities of color, you're looking at 61% of African American children, 59% of Latinx children, and 38% of Native and Indigenous children who are Medi-Cal recipients.
Supporters see this as an equity issue, allowing kids to get help for anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts regardless of their income. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Those in need of mental health assistance can call the California Parent and Youth Helpline at 855-427-2736. Meantime, mental health professionals say one in five Americans will have a mental health issue in his or her lifetime.
For people in the ALICE community, which stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed, financial issues can be mental health triggers. ALICE populations include people who live above the poverty level but still face financial challenges. Therapist Kenya Ward says many people in the ALICE community deal with depression and anxiety.
It could be irritability. It could be feelings of hopelessness, And when you're working very hard and your paycheck isn't enough to cover your expenses for the month, that could be very, very disheartening. And yeah, it could cause feelings of depression, helplessness, when you can't see a way out.
Ward says about 31% of Arkansas's population falls into the ALICE community. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
Finally, our Eric Galatis lets us know that Colorado is calling on solar energy entrepreneurs to put $156 million Inflation Reduction Act dollars to work, accelerating rooftop and community-based solar infrastructure.
Heidi Leithwood with 350 Colorado says families living in apartments or those who can't afford upfront expenses can connect to solar arrays built on top of parking lots and open spaces in other ways.
If you're not able to put solar on your own rooftop The community solar program will create large-scale solar gardens that you will be able to hook up to.
Solar garden subscribers can get significant discounts on their monthly electric bill. Developers that create the garden make money by selling that energy to local utilities.
This is by Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, July 16th. Local early morning temperatures range from 65 degrees in Tannersville to 71 in Kingston. Air quality is expected to be good. Even though the heat warnings are out for today, and they mean it, a high of 94 happens at 3 p.m. It's about that time scattered showers show up. So today it's going to be wise to bring sunglasses and the umbrella. Thunder could be heard and things get worse around sunset. Rain should take a break around midnight and we get a muggy low of 71 degrees. Tomorrow rain returns by 10 a.m. and we get a high of 86 at 1 p.m. Rain keeps going all night and we get a low of 67. Friday, rain stops by 10 a.m. and then it gets nice, a high of 83, dew points in the low 60s. Friday, dry, high of 83. Weekend is also looking warm and dry. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 6:08 a.m., high tide at 11:17 a.m., low tide at 5:57 p.m., and high tide, once again, at 11:56 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 73 degrees, and the tide strength will be low. Sunset today will be at 8:15 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:31 a.m. Looking way up, we see spot 3738 on the western edge of the sun is aligning with a Parker line that, should a flare pop off the coronal mass ejection Hadouken produced, could maybe cause another sky show or satellite storm. On that note, X-class flare chances are at 15%. Plasma winds will be slow at 357 kilometers per second, with an average density of 7 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty bad till dark, then fair below 28 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 205. And this has been the better weather for Tuesday, July 16th, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Taylor.
What do you want? Turn on the radio.
I'm talking to you.
You're being grotesque.
The radio, remember? Make it work.
Radio. It tends to induce.
Get high. Slows down. Now it's pretty late.
Why don't you switch on the radio?
I refuse to discuss it. Any further?
Oh, please, you must.
Please don't treat me like a mental patient.
Do you believe that? Not for a second. Do you realize what this means?
Don't look for it, Taylor.
That's the radio.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor.
And suddenly...
echo down a buffer like the sing part of the screen for me. Cut it down, minimize the drama. Another break in the pattern. Another flood for the flashlight. Tick-tock on a broken clock. I'll be here before midnight. Insinuation really makes it happen.
Folk Implosion finish up their two-night sold-out shows at Tubby's in Kingston tonight. That was Insinuation, and this is the Folk Implosion with Pole Position tonight at Tubby's.
Surround the wagons and we'll burn them to the ground. I fought for you. position. You were the king, now they've torn your paper crown.
Cellist Lila Baudru is from France, but now she lives in Brooklyn and is coming to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on Wednesday, July 17th, performing at 8 p.m. with the ambient band Apologist from Philadelphia and also the band Spall opening. Waveform will have a live web stream of this show at the Avalon Lounge and most shows at the Avalon Lounge. Go to wavefarm.org/listen or wgxc.org/listen. Anytime you'll see a number of web streams you can tune into. And during the shows at the Avalon Lounge, you should see that available to tune in. So tune in or turn out to Lila Baudru. We're hearing her song Incidents right now. Wednesday, July 17th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. are previewing events throughout the Hudson Valley and the WGXC listening area this week. And right now we're tuned into Lila Bardrum, her song Incidents. She's a cello player from France who now lives in Brooklyn and is coming to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill Wednesday, July 17th. The Philadelphia-based ambient band Apologist and Spa. On Thursday, July 18th, the Wild Weeds perform at the Egremont Barn in Egremont, over the border in Massachusetts, with Helen Rose and Dauber. Here are the Wild Weeds with Trees on the radio at WGXC. Was the Wild Weeds with Trees on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, where we are going through what's coming to town this week and playing where. The Wild Weeds are playing at the Egremont Barn over the border in Massachusetts, up the hill, with Helen Rose and Dauber on Thursday, July 18th. Also on Thursday, July 18th, Thalia Zadik's band E performs at Tubby's in Kingston with Marissa Peter Noster from the Screaming Females and a new local band called Sweet Harm. That is Thursday, July 18th at Tubby's in Kingston. Here is Thalia Zadik with Candy Says.
Candy says, I've come to hate my body. And all that it requires in
Particle can, what's he like? It's not important. Particle man, is he a dot or is he a speck? When he's underwater, does he get wet or does the water get him instead? Nobody knows. Particle man, triangle man, triangle man, triangle man hates particle man. They have a fight, triangle wins, triangle man. Of the entire universe, man, usually kind to smaller man. Universe man, he's got a watch with a minute hand, millennium hand, energy on hand, and when they meet, it's a happy land. Powerful man, universe man. Person man, hit on the head with a frying pan, lives his life in a garbage can. Person man, is he depressed or is he a man? Does he feel totally worthless? Who came up with person man? Degraded man, person man. Triangle man, triangle man, triangle man hates person man. They have a fight, triangle wins, triangle man.
Sure, it could be mended.
They might be giants on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, and that's because the debut of the new They Might Be Giants tribute band called Don't Let's Start starts performing this Thursday, July 18th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. They're playing with Robot Hand. That's Don't Let's Start, the They Might Be Giants tribute band debuts Thursday, July 18th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Wave Farm and WGXC have live web streams for almost every show at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. So you can turn out or tune in at wgxc.org/listen or wavefarm.org/listen. Other events in the area this weekend, Friday, July 19th, Maeve McCool and Sarah Flock have an opening for their show Drifting. The opening is from 5 to 9 p.m. on Friday, July 19th, and it's with the Lexington Arts and Science Program. It's at 3879 New York Route 42 in Lexington. On Saturday, July 20th, TSL in Hudson has a live show at 2 p.m. with the National Theatre of London. They're screening Present Laughter at Saturday, July 20th at 2 p.m. And at 3 p.m., they're showing the incredibly classic Victoria De Sica's 1948 film Bicycle Thieves. That's at TSL in Hudson. 5 to 7 p.m., photographer David Laspina has his first show in a decade at Comfortably Unknown, 438 and a half Warren Street in Hudson. Also, we have a rare Hudson Valley appearance by Jandek at the Widow Mine on Saturday, July 20th. Here is Time and Space from Jandek on the radio at WGXC. Thank you.
put them, you know where, in the closet, that's where, in the closet.
Jandek there with Time and Space. And Jandek is playing at the Widow Jane Mine on Saturday, July 20th. And last report, there are a few remaining tickets. Also, Saturday, July 20th and Sunday, July 21st, there are sales in the area. Saturday, July 20th, the Junkertown Flea Market is back at the Sideshow Vintage Clothing Store on Route 23 in Craryville. That's from 9 to 3 p.m. in Craryville, the Junkertown Flea Market. And then Saturday, July 20th and Sunday, July 21st, Basilica Hudson has its Summer Farm and Flea Market. They've been doing this in the winter around Thanksgiving, but this is the first Summer Farm and Flea. And that's both Saturday, July 20th and Sunday, July 21st from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Basilica Hudson. There'll be all kinds of different things there, including a pop-up tattoo shop that the band or some of the band members of Beethoven are helping with. And here is Beethoven with Ella's From Somewhere on the radio at WGXC.
From somewhere else, you see her and you know that you're slipping through the felt, through the seams of the place and the pain. I feel the pain of it sideways like a kiss. Still erased, like a beached whale spaceship, black hole somewhere orbiting away. Ella takes me to the place. First met in the cornfield, not a cornfield.
From somewhere else on WGXC. This week, you can tune into live coverage of the Republican National Convention on Wavefarm's All Together Now web stream. Go to wavefarm.org/listen or wgxc.org/listen. Scroll down to find the All Together Now web stream. At 8 p.m. all this week, it'll be live with Pacifica Radio's coverage of the Republican National Convention. And then tune in the next morning at 8 a.m. for complete coverage from Democracy Now!, the Republican National Convention. And an extra hour of Democracy Now! Live on All Together Now! At 9 a.m. Tune in an extra hour of Democracy Now! All this week on all together now at wgxc.org/listen.
Jesus Christ, could not help my faith, but I'm underneath the gun. I'm singing about my past, had myself a wonderful thing, but I could not make it last. Watch.